Welcome back to New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition. Jeff Chittister with you. And, of course, Chef Ron Boucher, ShayBoucher.com, ShayBoucher.com. Matt Mayberry's coming up. We're going to talk to Matt a little bit about some of the things he's seeing from small businesses. But I wanted to talk about, so you're sitting at home. You don't know what to do. You can't go to Ron's classes right now, but they're going to open up soon, folks. We're going to get past this. But you can do something at home that's really pretty interesting. So, Ron, you decided to take all your talent, all the things that you've learned, and put it in an ebook, which is perfect for people right now, called The ABCs of French Cuisine. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Well, the whole idea behind the book is to introduce French cuisine to people because I find that a lot of people think it's intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. So I really try to make an effort to break it down and to put it into English, easy to understand English terms and techniques, if you will. So the ABCs of French cuisine has been the platform that I've been teaching from since 2003 and literally started this book that long ago.
Nice.
And just perfected it. And then in 15, when I went full-time at UNH, I got in touch with this company called Top Hat. And Top Hat is an educational-based platform, browser-based platform, that will actually publish your information with you. And that's what we decided to do, is partner on this cookbook. So I loaded my cookbook into my course platform, and that's what I teach from.
That's fantastic. So, Ron, thanks so much for the time. We're going to have you back on. Maybe one day we'll get you in here and you can show us a real quick recipe, because I like to steal other people's ideas. So
I think that's what cooking's all about, my friend.
That's it. So once again, so much fun having Ron Boucher on. Once again, guys, check him out. I'm going to link all this stuff up on all of our Facebook pages, so you can check either way at the station or my Facebook page, ShayBoucher.com, ShayBoucher.com. Also link out to how you can get the ABCs of French cuisine. Ron, have a great rest of time. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Jeff, thanks so much. Look forward to it.
My pleasure. And once again, welcome back to New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition. Chef Boucher, awesome. Once again, ShayBoucher.com, ShayBoucher.com. I'll link all that stuff all over the Facebook pages and everything like that. I want to get right into this next guest. We hinted about it a little bit, Matt Mayberry, friend. You're really unique, you know, veteran, former city councilor from Dover. And Matt has been doing something, and he's done this in the past, I've noticed, that I thought was just really interesting. Matt goes out at times like this, at times when we need to think of community and think about how we can bind ourselves together and not forget that we're all in this together. And he highlights small businesses. He goes to these really neat places, and he highlights them, not for him, but for them. And I think that's just such an unselfish thing that a person can do. So, Matt, thanks for coming on the show.
Jeff, you're really kind. You know, you make it sound like, you know, I'm being altruistic. I'm just a really bad cook and lazy, so I go out to get the stuff done. Like, I'm just awful.
Yeah.
On this bright, sunny Saturday morning.
So we benefit from that. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this. So you're going out, and I've noticed every single day that you're highlighting a small business, just letting people know they're out there, which is a nice little connect. One, you know, talk about how you came up with this thought process, and what are you hearing when you go out and talk with these small businesses, especially in times like this?
Absolutely, Jeff. And it is times like this that we do need to talk about these small businesses, because 86% of all New Hampshire businesses are categorized as a small business. And it's just to kind of jog people's memory that, you know, I put on my social tag that your tip is their rent, because everyone's struggling. Everyone's trying to do the best. And I realize just when I go around to, like, the small Aubuchon hardware store in Dover, or I stop at Pet Connection, you know, we could go to the big boxes, and those are fine. But when you go to Pet Connection or when you go to Stonehouse Bakery, you're talking to the owner. They're stressed. They're concerned. They're trying to be optimistic, but they have a smile on their face, but you can see the stress in their eyes.
Yeah.
They've still got to pay their rent. They've got to pay their stuff. They've got to pay their families. And you're talking to the owner directly. And also what it does is it reminds people, hey, there's a pet food store in Barrington. You can get dinner right around the corner. You know, I was busting our friend, mutual friend Jackie Silly. And I'm like, Jackie, just go around the corner. They're right there.
Yeah.
Go get them. But it reminds people, like, you reminded me that they serve dinner. Great. You know, Florence Ruffner said, don't forget Vernon Family Farms. They do great grilled chicken dinners right there.
Yep.
We're just reminding each other that these businesses exist.
And it is a wonderful reminder. But you're doing a little bit more, though, because you're telling the personal story whenever you do social media. And I highly suggest everybody follow Matt if you want to keep up to date with Matt's journeys as he goes out and profiles these small businesses. You're right. You and I follow the same kind of path sometimes. Pet Connection is my go-to place, and they're just a wonderful couple. And then, of course, some of the other businesses. But you're moving beyond your home base. I mean, like, you're really getting in the car, Matt, and going out beyond your home base. And tell us about those travels a little bit.
Yes. I've been to all 239 towns and cities in the state of New Hampshire.
Man.
And I and it's great. And if someone could tell me where Sargent's Purchase is, I will get them a bottle of wine from Flag Hill Distillery. Because that's a hard one to find. Judd Gregg had to help me with that one.
That's cute.
But yeah, Sargent's Purchase. But small business, they enjoy it. I go to Chartner Farms in North Conway because they have the world's best strawberry jam because they grow the strawberries right there.
Nice.
And when you talk to the owners, you see the pride. You just see it beaming on their face that this is their product. They're putting this out for you to judge and you to try and you to sample. And they couldn't be any happier. They're thrilled you're there. They're thrilled you're trying. It's what drives New Hampshire. It's that independent Yankee spirit that they want to be self-sufficient, but they all need a little bit of help right now.
Right.
I tend to look people in the eye when I go to the store, and if they have a name tag, call them by their name. I initially look them in the eye and say, thank you for working today.
Yep.
I've actually had two people well up and say, no one has said that to me. Mm. They just want this stuff, and they just want to go. It's that personal connection that we can't lose in these times. It's taking that moment to say, thank you for doing this. Thank you for being here. Thank you for spending your money with me. Katz's Deli in Dover, and I saw some WMUR.
Yeah.
They just have bags of groceries that any kid can come in, no questions asked, walk in, grab a bag, walk out.
Nice.
It's those things that, I'm a big believer in Joel Osteen.
Right.
And I listen to a lot of his work, and he has a statement that I always live by. It says, in the darkness, you can see the stars. And Jeff, you and I see this every day. Those people who step forward and those people who step back.
Absolutely. And I hope people remember that in these times of crisis, that there were these wonderful people out there. And you've done a wonderful, profile. As a matter of fact, I mean, a couple years ago, you helped profile a nonprofit, N68 Hours of Hunger, that I was unaware of. And, they're pushing through on this as well and to help those out. And I think that, each one of those profiles you do is really so important. Once again, we're talking to Matt Mayberry. You can find out more. I'm going to link out. If you go to my Facebook page, I'm going to link out to his Facebook page. You really should follow him. If nothing more, then you know who these community servants are. It's a funny statement, isn't it, Matt, that we suddenly realize who are the essential people, don't we?
Exactly. Exactly. They really do it. And we have unsung heroes every single day, like Community Toolbox. These are a group of veterans like you and I, Jeff. They volunteer their time to go help veterans stay in their homes. Work with a veteran in Raymond. Habitat for Humanity came out. He has MS, and he got lost between the cracks. But Habitat for Humanity came out, got him a first floor bedroom. Community Toolbox came out and helped. Jewett Construction's helping with an elevator.
Nice.
We all do our part, and we often don't even say thank you. We don't even know these folks do this because they just do it quietly.
That's what
it
is.
And my job, and you're amplifying it, is give them a little bit of sunshine. Say thank you, Community Toolbox. Thank you, Jewett Construction. Thank you, Habitat for Humanity. You're making a difference every single day. And what I'm doing, I'm just trying to say thank you.
Yes.
When I'm out there pouring a business, it's saying thank you for taking the risk. You're putting your products out there for us to judge and to buy. Thank you for stepping on that edge.
And Matt, very humble of you. No rest for the wicked, though. You're actually doing something with Flag Hill. So tell us a little bit. Brian is a good friend of ours. He's coming on after you. Tell us what you're doing with Flag Hill and what Flag Hill is doing as well.
Absolutely. When I saw that our first responders were running out of hand sanitizer, I thought of Brian Ferguson and Flag Hill Distillery. Called him up and he started laughing. And he's like, I just got the permission to start doing this, and I want to start doing it. I don't know how to distribute it. Well, Jeff, you and I are not shy.
Right.
We know lots of people. So I happen to know like all the police chiefs and all the fire chiefs from living in New Hampshire for 30 years. So Brian is making hand sanitizer made to WHO, World Health Organization, and CDC standards. And my job with my volunteers, friends, and veterans are distributing out to almost every single police and fire department in the state of New Hampshire at no charge.
That's
amazing. Brian has been amazing. Today we're going to go to 23 departments. So when we're done with today, we would have gone to over 140 departments, just helping these first responders. The smile on their face, Jeff, is amazing. I wish I got thrown in my car and taken with me so he can see these first responders like, we're out. I spoke to one company last night, a department. They said, we have 1.5 ounces left for 10 police officers.
Goodness.
You could just hear the relief in their voice. They're getting so besieged to someone's like, thank you. Here, let us help you. The town of Loudoun, I was there yesterday, and she said, we have nothing. They were using Windex to wipe down their stuff to at least try.
Right. Not the same.
Not the same. You could just see the relief on their face that someone's thinking about them. And I'm really focused on police officers because they're the ones who respond to domestic violence first.
Right.
They are often first on an accident scene. They get there first. And then I also want to help our medical personnel. Nancy Kindler, who you and I both know,
Yep. She
and Jenny Wilson from Barrington are, right now they started sewing surgical masks or a face mask for nurses in our county nursing homes. So everyone's doing their part. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving me a chance to talk about it because Fly Kill is amazing. So when you go to buy some wine or bourbon or whiskey or gin or rum or all of the above, please think of Fly Kill. They've done an amazing job.
Thank you for saying that, Matt, too, guys, really, because I know the liquor stores are still open. Amazing how we keep those open in this crisis.
Yeah,
I think we kind of
like,
have to.
Like essential personnel, liquor store.
Yeah.
First on the list.
But if you're going to buy, guy, and Matt makes a really good point, if you are going to buy alcohol, buy Flag Hill, buy the local ones. There's a couple really nice ones, but, you know, it's better quality, you know, and you've heard where the money's going. You've absolutely just heard where the money is going. It is not, and no offense against the big guys, but they're not doing this for us. It is the local guys every time. Hey, Matt, we've actually run out of time. I'm going to say something, and Matt's going to get mad at me. Matt insisted that I not mention this one fact, and we'll have Matt on the show later on to talk about it. Matt did not want this sunshine, and I know that Matt is humble, but Matt is also running for Congress. So we'll have him on the show again to talk about that when we get past that. He didn't want me to tell you that. He is not doing this because of that. I know Matt. I've known Matt for decades. What he is doing right now has nothing to do with that, and I appreciate that so much, Matt. Thank you very much.
Well, Jeff will grab some Flag Hill rum, and you and I will solve great world problems.
All right, good. We'll get through this one way or another.
I got you tied up in words.
I know
that's
you did.
Because
you know what I'm like when I'm around rum and tequila. So
exactly.
I don't know if I solve problems then. All right, Matt, be safe out there. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again. What we'll do, guys, go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back on New Hampshire Today.